Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Georgia drivers have until tonight to take advantage of lower fuel prices before the state's temporary suspension of the motor fuel tax comes to an end. Governor Brian Kemp's office has confirmed the state gas tax suspension will expire at 11:59 p.m. tonight and will not be extended. Beginning at midnight, Georgia's motor fuel excise tax of 33 cents a gallon will return, meaning motorists can expect higher gas prices at the pump starting tomorrow morning. The tax suspension was originally implemented to help offset higher fuel costs and provide relief for drivers. The measure has been extended several times through executive order by the governor. State officials say the decision not to extend the suspension comes as oil prices have remained relatively stable following the busy Memorial Day travel weekend. Motorists are being encouraged to fill their tanks before the deadline to maximize savings before stations begin adjusting prices to reflect the reinstated tax. In Marion County, the recent announcement that Kettner's Mill there will close has generated some strong reaction from residents, with some expressing sadness over the loss of a historic landmark, while others hope the closure brings renewed attention to safety concerns surrounding the area. The waterway near Kettner's Mill has been the site of several drownings over the years due to dangerous currents and conditions around the dam. Among those speaking out is Ashley Berryhill, whose 17-year-old son Devin Lane drowned near the mill in May of 2024 while kayaking and fishing with family members. Berryhill told Local 3 News that many people may not fully understand the dangers posed by turbulent waters right around the dam. Local resident Ashley Tate has launched a petition calling for the removal of the dam. Tate argues the structure no longer serves a significant commercial purpose and that closing access around the mill could create new challenges for kayakers, boaters, and others using the river. The owners of Kettner's Mill have announced the property's closure, but have not publicly responded to the concerns raised in that petition. In DeKalb County, Alabama State Troopers continue investigating a single-vehicle crash that shut down a portion of Alabama Highway 40 there on Monday afternoon. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the crash happened about 3:40 in the afternoon near mile marker number 40. The wreck caused all lanes of the highway to be closed for a period of time as emergency workers responded and cleared the roadway. Troopers continue to investigate the circumstances surrounding the crash. Officials have not released information regarding injuries or the identity of the driver involved. Drivers traveling between South Pittsburgh and New Hope should expect delays this week as TDOT conducts a routine inspection of the Shelby Reinhart Memorial Bridge. According to TDOT, inspection crews will be working on the bridge that carries State Route 156 across the Tennessee River all the way through Friday of this week. The bridge, commonly known as the Big Blue Bridge, will remain open during the inspection, but traffic impacts are expected throughout the week. To allow inspectors safe access to the structure, lane closures will be in effect from 8 to 5 each day. And during those hours, traffic can be reduced to a single lane with alternate directions under supervision of flaggers stationed at both ends of the bridge. Motorists approaching from either South Pittsburgh or New Hope should be prepared to stop and expect delays, especially during peak travel periods. No full closure of the bridge is planned at this time. And the Braves are back in action tonight, opening a 3-game interleague series north of the border against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Braves and the Jays meet in the opener tonight. First pitch at 6:15. The Ford leadoff show starts at 5:20 this afternoon here on KWIN. That's your KWIN News update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and AM 1420. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.